America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstteeclinic.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford. Now, I know what Jerry said in the post game yesterday.
He was like,
"Hey, might not make a big trade. We could definitely upgrade this team.
Why not us?
Blah, 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 blah." I'm going to actually go in the exact opposite direction. Dallas is defeated. Dak gets hurt. Maybe CeeDee too. We can all read lips. So it's time to lean all the way into this crappy season, right?
What do you mean? What do you mean by lean all the way in? And who are we?
Let's not try to upgrade.
Yeah, what are we, Jamarcus Russell with the lean?
Let's not try to upgrade the team tomorrow. In fact, let's try to help other people upgrade their teams.
We'll be all in
wherever possible. You weren't all in before. Yes. You know what? Actually, that is what I'm asking. Jerry, I'm asking for you to be the same level of all in tomorrow as you were in the offseason. But please be the same level of all in tomorrow as you were in the offseason.
So that means that he would be trading away just spare parts on
exactly.
the team and getting nothing in return?
That's what they signed. Hey. Some like fifth or sixth rounders.
Except for Eric Kendricks.
Because I actually don't think you're going to obviously get a whole wealth of draft picks or anything like that. But I think he's looking at this all the wrong way. If Dak is hurt, that's fine. Like, let him recover for however long it's necessary. Maybe it's four or five games.
Or six.
Yeah, maybe CeeDee needs to take some time off because they're actually injured. Obviously, we're worried about DeMarcus Lawrence. Bland and Micah haven't come back by now like we probably thought. Just let it play out.
Zeke's legs are all saved up.
Lean into the fact that you're not good. Mm-hmm. You can handle it for one season. Keep moving that first round draft pick up, up, up. Don't be scared of 5-12 or 6-11.
Are you not good, though, because of the talent? Or are you not good because of the coaching? Because that's what's next, right?
Yes.
At the end of the season, no matter what, the coach, I mean, you can't look as disorganized as you did yesterday.
Well, I understand.
You can't look as undisciplined as you did yesterday and people go, I don't think it's coaching.
So
leadership.
And that's the thing. I understand that Mike McCarthy needs to keep fighting because he wants to keep his job. That's a great idea.
Whatever job he gets in the future.
Exactly. I've just resigned where he can pretend that he was into analytics all along and some chump will go ahead and buy it and be like, wow.
Good point.
I think you look at some of these things, and I know Steven is going to say to a certain extent, oh, you know, we're working on eliminating those mistakes. We just got to execute better. But you're at the point, right, where you're like, those pre-snap penalties aren't going away.
Right.
You're not good at it. Even Brad Sham was like, if they have laces on their shoes on the street, the Cowboys players would probably trip over themselves. He said that.
There was a moment late in the game yesterday where Babe tried to convince Brad that there was still a shot with about 5 minutes left in the game, and Brad was just like, I'm just not as optimistic as you are.
and I think that's where I'm at. And you can look, if you want to sell it that you could make a couple of trades tomorrow or today or tomorrow, and then you get CDs good to go and Micah and Bland and Dak is miraculously okay and all that stuff falls into place. First of all, I don't think that's going to happen. But second of all, and then what? You're going to get better separation from your wide receivers. You're going to get better play from your offensive linemen. You're going to get better pocket awareness from your quarterback. You can get better tackling from your defenders. I don't think so.
Yeah, if you're Jerry or whoever's making those decisions, you really have to know what the route is. Like, to make the moves that are going to be necessary to give you that shot in the arm that'll turn it around for the rest of the season, and you're going to win every game from there. The pre-snap penalties, Kevin, that's been plaguing them since the beginning of the year.
No kidding.
We're pointing at all these other things. We're like, the red zone, we're just bad there. Man, how many times you get booted out of the red zone because you're not doing good before. And then, on top of all that, you have two all-pros, Pro Bowl guards that just don't look like they played football before. And you're like, what happened to you guys? Why are y'all the ones making these mistakes right now? So, yeah, man, all the things are bad. If you're going to just lean into all the things are bad, your suggestion is all the trades. Make some big, drastic changes.
Yeah. Oh, look, or if you don't want to make big, drastic changes, you can make some incremental changes that I think could help you pick up 4th, 5th, 6th round draft picks. And if you're sitting here going, I don't care about that, that's not going to turn the team around, that goes against the team message. The team message is we're the best at drafting and giving people second contracts. Now, I've talked about this many times. I think they falsify those numbers by giving out contracts that aren't always owned. But then why not lean into that and be like, okay, then that's what we're going to do.
I have this question for you, Cowboy fans. You're saying all of these things, and this is what we're supposed to do on Sports Talk Radio. Why do you think over the last 20 years this has never been done? They've had 8-8 years. They've had down years where they don't. I understand we can do this with the Mavericks. We can do this with the we can do this with the Rangers, and we can do this with the Stars. Stars, I'm not as educated on, because they will make different moves. That's and true. Different things. You're saying all these things, but this is where I'm like, who? I'm not dogging you.
I get
what
it.
I'm saying is like, who cares what you say?
It's not going to happen.
Because Jerry's right now having a party, like doing something, and you know, talking to Papa John. Like I don't. They're not actively working to change this organization.
And I think, I don't know why, Mike, you're right. It makes me feel a little bit better to at least say, hey, we're out on record, or I'm out on record as saying this is the way to go. You're right. Do I think that's going to happen? Absolutely not. Do I think that they're going to make a bunch of incremental trades away to go ahead and absorb the cap hit, but maybe pick up 4th, 5th, or 6th round draft picks? No. Do I think, because I see people texting it in, that Micah is going to get traded? Hell no. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just saying that is the clear, to me, clear path.
I'm with you.
To get better.
I think, you know what?
Or try to get better.
I'm with you on it.
I think Mike's onto something here. The Cowboys can't be great every year, all right? Like, they can't be, you know, 12-5 every year. It's just not easy to keep up that kind of consistency. So this is going to be one of the down years. And then next year, you can make the Cowboys great again.
Okay. First of all, man, I don't know if we should use that exact slogan in these next couple of days. Let's just wait and see what happens.
They were great before.
I would dispute that, but, you know.
When they won Super Bowls.
Okay, that is true. But then that goes into exactly what I'm saying. Embrace it this one year. You can do that in the next 48 hours. Like when Jerry says, I think we have an opportunity to upgrade our team. No, no, no. You have an ability to downgrade your team in order to upgrade your team for 2025 and beyond.
Corey, I've been told by Brian Broaddus, who's been in the room, that Jerry listens. Now, here's my question. Do you think anybody's man enough in that room, or are they all scared to death of daddy and owner, general manager, president Jerry Jones?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Do you think anybody in that room is man enough to say, Jerry, our team sucks, and we need... Well, I don't think he gets to go in that meeting.
But he would say it.
Yeah. But I just... I don't think anybody's man enough to do it because they're afraid of losing their job if they tell daddy or if they tell general manager that he's not doing a good job. This team isn't good and we need drastic changes. And it probably won't mean we're great in 25. It would mean that we get better in 26 and 27.
Well, I mean, there's a few things there. One, a lot of the decisions that have been made that created what this is right now were made by those people. So if they admit that they're wrong, then can that person trust them anymore?
I know you have more. Can we stop on that point for just a second? Because I think that's a great point. Is because I think Corey really is spot on. How many people in that room would have to argue against something that they argued for to begin with? So I don't think it's all just people that are afraid of Jerry. I think it's people having to stand up and be like, hey, I'm Bill, and I said go get this player in the second round, and that was clearly wrong. That's a knock on me, but we can still change it. I think people are always afraid of like losing their spot or whatever, that they don't want to step out, to Corey's point, and say, I was wrong about that.
And the other thing too, Mike, is this is going to, the word I'm going to use here is going to sound political, but it's not. I promise. The Cowboys have had a very conservative approach in this whole thing.
Right.
Like they've spent where they felt they should spend. They've had a plan in place that they were like, all right, this is our plan. And along those, the way they've been kind of plodding as they've gone. They made two really good, smart moves. Nothing bold. Whenever they made the move for Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks. That's not extremely bold.
But smart.
But it was smart because it gave you what you needed in a second receiver, and it gave you a cornerback that turned out to be pretty damn good for you. And then you got Bland. You learned you had Bland because Trayvon Diggs got hurt.
Yep.
But they've been very conservative in the way that they've built this all along. That's where the, okay, when's it time to be bold? When is it time to make something, to strike something big because the whole thing needs a shakeup? That's the decision that I don't know anybody in that. I don't know that anybody in that room is willing to make right now.
Look, I know a lot of people don't like this. If you have decided like the Saints did that your head coach just ain't doing the job. He's not doing the job now. He's not going to be doing the job. So let's go ahead and move on. I don't know what the, I mean, look, we've heard from a lot of people on the inside, but they don't always agree with their viewpoints of what the organization thinks about Mike McCarthy. And I know when we have Steven on, when we have Jerry on tomorrow, they're going to say the right things about Mike McCarthy. But that's another example. If you've seen it, take a look at something else right now. Because me personally, I don't think this season is going to go where you want it to go. All right? Like, short of a drastic move, which I don't think that the Cowboys are going to do. I also don't think they should make a drastically like aggressive move to bring in more talent.
Trade this upcoming first
round
pick.
I do not believe that they should do that. So if people dump on them tomorrow or Wednesday for not making the move, I just want it known for the record. I do not think they should make an aggressive trade in where they like bring people in and send draft picks out. But if you've decided that Mike McCarthy is not the thing, I don't think it's the end of the world to move on in the middle of the season and maybe try out a couple of other things. But you might also be sitting there and be like, try what? Schottenheimer? What is he designing for us that can help us?
I saw Bobby post that, and that was the one on all of his things that he said, shall we do this, on the voting on his Twitter.
Yeah.
That was the one that I was like, what's this about? Because it feels like the play caller is just going to be the same. Yeah, it's the same mindset, same approach. It's the only person. It's just a different voice.
The only difference would be, and I don't necessarily think this is the case, if there's been like building tension between Schottenheimer and Mike McCarthy, when Schottenheimer's like, I have all these other things I want to do. I want to use motion here. I think we can create more separation there. Well, then hell yeah. But in the meantime, the Raiders are displeased with what they're doing. What do? Fire their offensive coordinator. The Saints are displeased with where they're going. What do? They fired their head coach. Both of those teams, I think, are only a game and a half worse than the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry said yesterday, we can tweak this up. And I expect to be busy in the next 48 hours. Just remember, not this past Tuesday, but the Tuesday before that, he flat out said to Sean and RJ he did not anticipate any trades, moves, or changes.
But
then you had to sell harder. Now, I know
what happened Friday, Kevin.
I know. That is true.
Do the laugh. Do the laugh.
He goes, Corey asked the great question, could you make a trade tomorrow that would take a lot of the attention off the presidential election? He goes, yes. And so just the deadpan way he said yes. I don't want it to happen. I think this season is where it is. I think what Dak probably mouthed on the sideline is about right yeah. about now. And you should lean into it. Don't fight it. You're not going to go away because you don't make the playoffs this year. The Cowboys are not going to go into next year going, who? The cow what?
Yeah.
Everyone is going to know about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Everybody is going to know about the Cowboys. You can take a step back for the rest of the year.
If you make some significant moves that look like it's going to take you in a different direction too, everybody's going to believe in the Cowboys. You know, they'll buy into that part of it. I think the first place that I need to look, Kevin, if I'm starting to make those kinds of changes is that idea of culture and discipline and players that are willing to commit to that.
Yeah.
But again, if there's not somebody that's makes it a little tense around the star, that's why I asked Jerry, what more can you do? And then he, you know, gave them a speech. Hey, look, man, he's trying to pull out some stops. He went and gave him a speech after the game. Guys, look, I've seen people get kicked in the D and come back before. And you guys can too. Instead of the other part where it's time for tough love. You know, I feel like tough love is necessary at this moment.
Just real quick, Mike, to your point though, I don't think you said it in a mean way at all. I think overwhelmingly likely you get the G-bag tomorrow. And you see that nothing happened.
Yeah.
Or you see that the Cowboys made a couple of incremental fifth or conditional sixth round moves that they think could make a difference. I don't believe this is what's going to happen at all.
I don't want it to come across as I was taking a shot at you or Corey or anybody up here at the station. Look, I do this with the Mavericks and the Rangers. I used to do it with the Cowboys, but I grew tired of it because I'm like, he's just pretending to be a general manager. Yeah. He's not really a general manager. And then it's the same script every year. It's just a matter of, do they go 12-5 and lose in the first round, or do they end up going 8-8 and just missing the playoffs? This looks closer to an 8-8 year. It might not even be that good, but this looks like closer to that script. And don't worry, Jerry will sell you and the place will be sold out and he'll get Sunday night and Monday night football games out the wazoo next year.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, more Cowboys plus the most notable games, plays, and results of the NFL weekend. Next on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.